This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Our CBS News business analyst, Jill Schlesinger. Good morning, Jill.
Good morning. So I got a lot of people who are a little freaked out about what's going on in the Middle East who contacted me over the weekend, a little nervous about that sell-off on Friday. And I'm here to soothe some nerves a bit. We did see stocks sell off because of that. We saw oil prices rise. This morning doesn't look so bad, I promise. And what's interesting about that is sometimes the market reaction in the first minutes of something bad occurring may not always be the place where you land, which is why I really try to help people just sort of calm themselves, remind themselves they're long-term investors. So, you know, even through Friday's close, what I can tell you is that, you know, the S&P 500 is still within 3% of its all-time high. And yes, crude oil did pop up 7-8% on Friday. It's down this morning a little bit. But even through Friday, crude oil down 1% from a year ago. Gas prices down from a year ago by about 40 cents a gallon. So even if this does translate into somewhat higher prices in the near term, if this crisis escalates, we are still in much better shape than we were just 3 years ago. When you think about Russia invading Ukraine, we were in an inflationary spiking period. We're not there right now.
And Jill, I would direct people to JillOnMoney.com and your blog. You have a great post called How to Choose a Financial Advisor. Really good information in there, good questions to ask before you get started.
Yeah, I mean, I get this question often when we have a big market dislocation, but really, if you are looking to find some financial services help, right? If you just say, I need some help, just remember that you usually have to do three things on your own, which is, you know, before you even start talking to an advisor, you really may try to establish that emergency reserve fund and pay down your consumer debt and use your retirement account, maybe even max out your retirement account. A financial advisor or financial planner is not going to do the hardest part of your whole financial journey, which is figuring out how much money you spend. It's like going to a nutritionist and say, tell me how much I'm eating. Like, they're not going to do it for you. They can guide you once they have that information. Please know that the one important aspect of someone providing financial advice, as far as I am concerned, is the person who will be held to what's called the fiduciary standard. That is a duty of care that requires that the person who's providing the advice or the guidance to you acts in your best interest, even if doing so is not in their own or their company's best interest. They've got to tell you what is best for you, whether or not it results in lower compensation from them. They've got to tell you about any conflicts of interest that exist, and they really have to be transparent about all the fees and how they are compensated.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.